and not an expector. He could buy my family. Hey, hey, hey.
When I was really young, and that was before I lost my son, I remember how people used to spend so much money on stick bands and potlatches and stuff like that, and I didn't understand. I thought it was so foolish. But after I lost my oldest son in 73, it was like I saw the light, you know. I finally understood what it was all about and why they did this and that.
The Hiyo, or stick dance, is the Cuyahokan Athabascan Feast for the Dead, a week-long celebration culminating many months of preparation, a time to lay the spirits of the dead to rest, to remember the deceased and the people who helped at the time of death. This Chinook is the second program in a series on the history, meaning, and activities of the stick dance through the sounds of the 1983 Nulato Hiyo. The event is named for the spruce pole that is brought into the community hall on the fifth night of the activities, when people dance clockwise around the stick all evening. But there are many events and much work for all nights of this midwinter celebration. There are clothes to be made for the people who are dressed on the sixth night, handmade parkas and boots and socks and gloves like those the dead person would have worn. There are new mortuary songs to be composed in memory of those who are being commemorated at this stick dance. And there is food that must be hunted and netted and trapped and purchased and then prepared for the special dishes of food like that the dead person liked to eat. Dishes that are exchanged between the person who will be doing the dressing and the person who is being dressed. That in addition to the nightly potlatches in the community hall. Full meals for six nights, Monday through Saturday. Food for the folks in town and for the visitors from other villages.
Well, I guess I want to try and say, I want to thank each and everyone that's working so hard to make this potluck. We have one family, and we cannot do that. This big of a potluck. We all get together. And from my heart, I want to thank each and every one of you that's doing this for us. You know, like, everybody knows that this is a sad time for us. And with your support, it makes it that much easier. And for the people that are coming, I hope you have a safe stay here. I hope you return home safely without any tragedy. Because I think we already had enough of that. I want to thank each and every one of you again. Thank you. God bless you.
Is moosehead soup special food?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the best out of the moose. But we always save the best for the potlatch, you know. That's the way the old people used to do a long time ago. If they figured they're going to have a big potlatch, you know, they start getting things ready from in the fall. And they save the best. Like bear meat, ducks, and moose meat, fish, anything that's the best they put away. And that's what they have potlatch with.
Is this a moose that you got?
One of my boys got this last fall. And we've been saving the head. I skinned it and I put the meat away for just in case it was going to have potlatch, you know. So I'm just... We're going to have it now tonight.
At least 200 people sat on benches around the perimeter of the rectangular community hall. Elderly women wearing wool skirts and thick leggings, teenagers in tight jeans and jogging shoes, babies bundled up against the piercing wind outside. Several men laid out long strips of white paper on the plywood floor and then placed stacks of pilot crackers, cans of fruit, and big roasting pans of moose soup, fish, and beaver at points along the lengths of paper, the tables around which everyone would gather for the potlatch meal. One of the tables was reserved for those giving or receiving the special dishes in honor of the dead.
This way, it's like we're feeding them. We do this every day during the week of the potlatch, the stick dance week, because it's like farewell. It's, I guess everybody's feeling that working at the foot is important. Like I said, it's a farewell party. And what else would you do at a farewell party? Just sit there and look at each other's.
This is perfect. She would just love this. The cauliflower she wouldn't eat, but the hot dog she would really like. And there's salmon strips and some more dry meat. I've been hoarding all the dry meat and take all it back to Fairbanks with me. So, of course, there's candy snacks, and then we have beer in there. She likes that.
Moose meat, beaver meat, everything what my boy used to like, you know, put in there. It's everything what he used to like. Fish, strips, just everything what he used to like.
How often have you been trading the dishes?
Before this, I used to give the dish. You mean the dish? Mm-hmm. I used to give it maybe once a month. And then now we're it's too close, so I'm doing about twice a day, you know. Twice a day. I have to use maybe tomorrow, it's going to be three times a day, you know. It's too close now. And that's giving them away, you know, before you give them away. That's what you're dressing for, you know. You're just giving them away now.
But when you give a dish to one of the people you're dressing, they have to return one too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They return back. You mean like this whole week, yeah? They have to return it right back, and then maybe at the potlatch, and give it again. And then they have to return it back at that night again. Then the next day you want to give breakfast or dinner, you have to give that. You have to return every dish back. Oh, a lot of work, really. You feel good after you do all this, you know. Oh, you feel good.
See a stream with this. Only started to. You see all them people, dead people, you see them happy people. That's the one you're having that stick dance for. They have that stick dance for. They're all dressed. They're all happy. But you see all them sad people that raggedy, that's never been, people never been dressed for. And the people that got wrapped around their face, that's when they bury them. Some of them, they cover them. And this old lady explained to her that whenever anybody die, don't try to cover their eyes. And don't cry too much after you lose your loved ones. You can cry in the daytime, but not in the nighttime. Because that's where all that, see all them raggedy clothes, all that tears rot that clothes off. And got all that explained. Since that time, that's why they're doing that every year for even old time dead people they're dressing for. They try to cover everybody that they know from way back, you know. Even them old people that died long ago, they dress for them.
Patricia, how many people are you dressing?
Four for my boy and one for Mom.
How come you're dressing so many people?
It's all these guys that helped me looking for my boy, you know. And the two, the one that found him, you know, float up and put him in the boat, you know. And then the rest were there, just day and night there at the camp, you know, watching. And, well, they were all there when he was found, and they're the ones that came up with the news, you know. Just to thank them back, I'm doing this.
For Mona, I used a velvet parka, and she's going to have calfskin boots and rabbit skin mittens. And for Carleen, I used that man-made fur and everything. Her hat, her boots, her mittens are all going to be made of it. So,
are these the kind of clothes that Myra would have liked?
Oh, I imagine she's just really, really happy because these clothes are ones that she really wanted, you know. So, and she wanted a Martin hat so bad.
What have we got here?
Four pair of moosekin gloves, beaded moosekin gloves. And then two Martin hat and two legging boots and calfskin boots.
What's the fur trim on the gloves?
It's beaver trimming. Beaver. It's just mink.
These kind of old style gloves? These old style gloves?
Yeah, these are old style gloves.
Is this the kind of glove that Tootie liked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tootie used to like these gloves, and knitted gloves. You have to give that. Knitted socks, knitted over socks. And all this is just a white man clothes, you know. Eddie Barr Parkers. I'm going to use.
The events of the Stick Dance Week begin on Monday. The dressing is on Saturday night after the potlatch. The 42 people to be dressed in honor of 15 who died gather at the back of the community hall, along with the people who will be dressing them. Several people hold up strips of cloth as a partition.
When they dress someone, they dress them from the skin out. Sometimes they're just totally naked, you know, before they dress them, but some people let them wear something, you know. It gets kind of embarrassing, I guess, for somebody younger, you know, like Judy. I guess she was kind of embarrassed to dress Tony, and Olinga was kind of embarrassed to dress Eddie. So she paid somebody, you know, they gave him socks and gloves and a hunting knife or something like that in payment for dressing their person up for them.
They're the dead people now, they're walking out, you know, they have to walk all the way out to the bank and come back to the hall and sit right back there. And they're the dead people now. You know, you're dressed for the dead people.
What do you feel that you're doing for her by dressing for her?
It's hard to explain. But as our parents, we loved her deeply, and we hope in she'll know and she'll realize that we loved her really, really lots, you know. And that's why we're doing this.
On the next Chinook, the focus will be on songs, new ones composed in honor of the dead commemorated at the 1983 Nulato Stick Dance, some of the very old songs and longtime favorites. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.